الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله 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 في أصحابي لا تتخذون غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله يوشك أن يأخذه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين respected علماء کرام beloved elders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undertaken to give hidayat and guidance to humanity and for this noble task Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam the most selected and chosen and high ranking creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And from amongst them, Allah Ta'ala has made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Imamul Anbiya, Rahmatul lil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala has given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a lofty rank that no other Rasul or no other Nabi had been granted. The most excellent of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are great benefits for being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we will not elaborate upon now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave us the Holy Quran as a guide for us, the last and final book, and together with the Holy Quran, the explanation of the Holy Quran, that is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his teachings, his sayings, his actions, his approvals, the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his attributes, his conduct, his character, all that is given for us is a means of guidance and given to humanity till the day of judgment. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Definitely, there is for you an outstanding model, supreme example in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every single aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, in his personal attributes, is his conduct, in his dealings, in his ibadat, in his monetary dealings, in his aqaid, in his beliefs, in his ways, in his dressing. Every single thing, there is guidance for us in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because it is in accordance with the Quran that Allah Ta'ala had revealed. When Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was inquired, what was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She told him that, don't you read the Quran? He was the living Quran. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now for a moment, let's just stop. This was over 14 centuries ago. Over 14 centuries ago, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to this earth and had explained the deen and had propounded the deen with all the different teachings and different aspects. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the last and final deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected such a nation in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a nation that will not come like that nation till the day of judgment, and that is the nation and group of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The outstanding qualities, the traits, the characteristics, the qurbani, the sacrifice, the zeal, and the enthusiasm they had for deen is unparalleled and unmatched in the annals of history, nor will it be paralleled even after our time and our zamana. Till the day of judgment, you will not find a nation or a group like the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has granted them this excellence. Allah Ta'ala grants excellence and preference to whomsoever He wishes. He has given them excellence over all humanity to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in many, many verses of the Holy Quran. So that this remains entrenched in the Holy Quran till the day of judgment. No single person can come here and discredit the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it's entrenched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself in the Holy Quran. Meaning that whoever comes thereafter, if he tries to discredit them, tries to insult them, tries to revile them, tries to disgrace them, tries to embarrass them, then this is an exercise in futility. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator Himself, has has acknowledged their greatness, has expressed their greatness, has attested their greatness in the Holy Quran. And Allah Ta'ala has given them that virtue. So if in order for us to judge whether a person is upon guidance or is misguided, very, very simple. If he speaks against the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is on a path of complete misguidance. Complete misguidance away from the path of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and away from the path of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the vast majority of the believers, he is away from that path. Today, unfortunately, we find there's such a group has now come in our midst. Before, a few, maybe a decade or two ago, we could not hear of such people who should talk ill about the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But today we find that this sect is openly professing their way, their creed, and their cult in our midst. And that is none other than the Shia that are found now in our cult. Because of many of us not knowing the differences between them and us, some of us regard this as a very petty issue. Something like the Hanafi and Shafi issue, something like the Maliki and Hanafi issue. What is the difference if they are Shias and non-Shias? Remember, dear brothers and respected friends, that the Shia cult and the Shia way is completely against the way of the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, the way of Allah and His Rasul, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because it's completely contrasting, then if a person who gets into that, then he goes out of the pale of Islam. Because he becomes a person that denies and rejects many, many ayats of the Holy Quran. Many ayats of the Holy Quran within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extol the praises of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of these people's belief, basic belief is this, that most of the companions had renegated and had denounced the deen of Islam, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were only a handful that remained upon iman. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their titles and their titles in the Holy Quran of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included all of them. There are too many verses of the Holy Quran to quote to you. I'll just give you some extracts where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the ones that are upon success. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. These are the ones that are guiding, that are rightly guided. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful ones. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. These are the true believers. Just these 3-4 verses are sufficient for us to judge the rank and status of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is mentioned by who? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, to remain right up to the end of time. Right up to the end of time, Allah ta'ala has declared that they are the truthful ones, they are the successful ones, they are the ones that are rightly guided. Ulaikumul muflihun, ulaikumul ghalibun. They are the ones that will be dominant. They are the ones that are the chosen ones. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all this in the Holy Quran. وَزَيِّنَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيِّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَقَرَّ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ. Here Allah ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has beautified the iman in your heart and has made it attractive, has made iman attractive in your heart, and he has made detestable to you kufr, disbelief, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-isyan, and disobedience to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it Allah Ta'ala has made it such that you love this, you detest these things. You detest kufr, you detest sin, you detest the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner. Some ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these are the ones that are completely pure as far as the heart is concerned. They are completely sincere in the efforts. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. What is their motive for their efforts? The motive for the effort is the seeking the bounty of Allah and the pleasure of Allah. Who is saying this? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be nobody else that can give a certificate or a guarantee of what is in the hearts except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, they do all this, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا. And they assist Allah and His Rasul, they assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful ones. Some verses Allah Ta'ala mentions their ibadat. Tarahum ruk'an sujjada. You will see them making ruku, and you see them making sijda. Yabtaghuna fadlan min Allah wa ridwana. And the object is not to show, the object is to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then some ayats Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. They are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the examination and trial for taqwa and piety. And for them is forgiveness, and for them is a great reward. For them is forgiveness, and for them is a great reward. And to top it all, that which a person will get after he enters into paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and given this creation and this nation and this companionship, this company and group of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions had given them that certificate while they are walking on the face of the earth. More than one place of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. This was sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Ya Allah ta'ala mentions those people that were first and foremost from the muhajir and ansar. Wal-ladhina attaba'uhum bi-ihsan. And those people that had followed them with sincerity and followed them in good actions. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu addallahu lahum. Allah ta'ala has prepared for them jannatin tajri min tahti. Jannatin tajri tahti al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. Allah ta'ala has radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah ta'ala is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? The muhajirin ansar and those people that followed them. Then Allah ta'ala mentions what he has prepared for them in the hereafter. Gardens with which rivers will flow. And khalidina fiha abada. They will remain therein forever and forever. In eternal bliss and enjoyment and comfort. Dharika al-fawzul azim. And this is the great triumph. This is the great success. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares most emphatically and clearly his happiness and pleasure with the companions of Rasulullah, the Muhajir and the Ansar. And some places Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ulaika Hizbullah, these are the Jamaat and group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La inna Hizballahi humul muflihun. And remember and listen that the group of Allah are those people that are always successful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares for them his happiness and his pleasure for the Muhajir and Ansar. In other words, Allah ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ when he mentions the different rank, there are different rank among the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for each one of them goodness and bless, eternal bliss and happiness in the hereafter and in this world. Here Allah ta'ala mentions, وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. All of them, each single one of them is included here in the bliss, everlasting bliss, and the great gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with. So for a person to stand up and to talk ill about any companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going against all these clear texts of the Holy Quran. It is tantamount to refusing and rejecting some text where Allah ta'ala says, Ulaikum al-mu'minu haqqa, these are the true believers, these are the truthful ones. Ulaikum al-rashidun, these are the rightly guided ones. Ma'azallah, we find a group today who says that ma'azallah, Allah forbid, all of them had gone astray except for a handful of them. They were not truly guided. They were not rightly guided. They were not those people for them was eternal bliss and success. No, ma'azallah, they claim to this. However on earth can these people be on the right track? How can a person in his sane mind ever believe even for a moment that these people are on the right track? And to top it all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was questioned by the companions, when he said that the Bani Israel, there were 72 groups, and in my ummah, there will be 73 sects, but only one of them will be the one that will be successful. The companions, these very companions, who were the foundation of our Islam, who brought this Islam in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, carried it from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the tabi'in and tabi' tabi'in and continued, right as he reached us, these very people asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are those people? Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, define to us that group. We can identify that group. Who is that group who will be upon guidance? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those people that will be upon the path of my part, upon my part, and the part of my companions, that is who? The Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. This is where the name Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat has been originated from. That Ahlus Sunnah, the people that follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal Jama'ah, that follow the Jamaat of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly identifies that from these 73 parts, there will be one part, one sect, one group that will be upon the group of, that will be upon the path of righteousness and piety and in the right track. And who are they? Those people that follow the my path and the path of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask yourself, if a person doesn't follow the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can he be on the right path? He can never be on the right path. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed his happiness and pleasure. And let us look at, one is just looking at the Quranic text. Look at history and look at the lives of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sacrifices they have made, the amount of qurbani they had made, the wealth that they had spent, the time that they had spent, the resources they had spent in learning the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and preserving the deen and propagating the deen is unmatched and unparalleled. Once a great muhaddith of Ustad Mawlana bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi was narrating one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and when he came to this great qualities of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, how he was following each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he exclaimed here, he said, it seems these people were angels in the form of human beings. They had such great outstanding qualities, it seemed that they were angels, farishte the, insan ki surat mein. They had such outstanding and extraordinary qualities, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No sacrifice was too much for them. No wealth to spend was too much for them. No amount of blood to shed in the path of Allah was too much for them. No challenge was too much and too daunting for them. But they faced every challenge and everything they faced with open heart. And just in order to learn the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand it, propagate it, and go to the four corners of the globe. If you look at the numbers, over 120,000, some say 140,000. But if you look at the graves of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, merely 10 to 12,000 in the Arabian Peninsula. They had gone out to every nook and corner of the world to spread the deen. One very striking point is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida mentioned to them, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبِ, that whoever is present here, he should take this message to those people that are absent. The commentators mentioned a very striking point. They say here, it means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is entrusting the companions or his companions to take this deen to the four corners of the globe. What it means? It means every one of them was worthy and reliable and had that capability and ability to take the deen to the four corners of the globe. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had entrusted this duty upon them. They had those qualifications. They were qualified enough to take this deen to the four corners of the globe. And this is what they had done. They made their graves far away from Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madul al-Munawwara, very, very far places, like China, you find a grave of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used them. They had given unparalleled and unmatched sacrifice, and they had sacrificed everything. And the greatest thing, the greatest quality that they had, that no person after them can get, is the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why they are not known as Shaykh al-Hadith. They are not known as Muhaddiseen. They are not known as Mufassireen. They are known as the Sahaba. Because this was the most outstanding quality of theirs. They had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has no substitute up to the day of judgment. That is why the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what is our belief? Our belief is that if all the awliya, all the pious people get together, they cannot equal the rank of one sahabi, the lowest level of the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he has the companionship of Rasulullah, and all those awliya put together don't have the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for which there is no substitute. And what is the benefit? There are so many benefits. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentions in so many ahadiths, he extols their praises and their lofty ranks, and he says them, Akrimu ashabi, fa innakum khiyarukum, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma yazharu al-kizb. Aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that honor my companions. Why? Fa innahum akramukum, o khiyarukum, they are the best amongst you. They are the best amongst you, and thereafter the people that will come after them, and thereafter the people that will come after them, that is the tabi'een and tabi'een. Tabi'een are those people that saw the sahaba, and those people that come after them are the tabi'een that saw those people that saw the sahaba. Imagine the benefit or their virtue extends to three generations after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us here about the position of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith that I recited in the beginning that we hear nearly every Friday, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, sounding a serious warning to the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ulama regard this as such a pertinent hadith and so important and relative and relevant that it's read on the minbars every Friday. Allah, 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 Allah fi ashabi, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some riwayats mentioned four times, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my companions. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ لَا تَتَّهِذُوهُمْ غَرَدًا مِّن بَعْدِ. Don't take them as a target of abuse, as a target of ridicule, as a target of criticism after me. After him, go and also honor them and respect them. Why? Why? Because your honor and your respect, your loving and detesting them, it is subject and an account of your love for me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ. Person that loves them, it is by virtue of my love. It is on account of my love that you will love my sahaba. And وَمَنْ أَبْغَذَهُمْ فَبِبُغْزِ أَبْغَذَهُمْ. Whomsoever detests the sahaba and hates them, it will be because he detests me. That is why he detests my sahaba. It is impossible in the light of this hadith for a person to claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to hate the sahaba. It is impossible. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you will love the companions because you love me. Because you love me, you love the companions. And وَمَنْ أَعْذَاهُمْ فَقَدْ أَعْذَانِي. person that harms them and hurts them by hurling abuse about them, reviling them, trying to disgrace them, embarrass them, talking ill about them, فَمَنْ آذَاهُمْ, the person that hurts them, فَقَدْ آذَانِي, he has hurt me and he has harmed me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهُ, the person that has hurt me and harmed me, he has hurt and harmed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ آذَى اللَّهُ فَيُخِذُ اللَّهُ فَيُشِكُ أَيَّاخُذَهُ, then soon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize that person. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, that person that hurts Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala sends his curse upon that person in this dunya and in the akhirat. And for him is a very disgraceful punishment. Allah ta'ala will disgrace that person. So to hold the companions in high esteem is the explicit command of Rasulullah. Akrimu ashabi fa innakum khiyarukum, make ikram of my sahaba because they are the best amongst you. What is the position? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, la tamussun nar rajulan la tamussun nar musliman ra'ani aw ra'a man ra'ani aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fire will never touch a person who has seen me. Will never touch that Muslim that has seen me. In other words, a companion of Rasulullah, aw ra'a man ra'ani, oh, he saw somebody that seen me. In other words, that person that saw me, the fire will never touch him. Or that person that saw a sahabi, the fire will not touch him. So this is the position of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honor and respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them in because of their sacrifices and because of their efforts that they had made for the deen. It is our bounden duty. This is not an attack on the sahaba, it's an attack on the deen of Islam. Those people that tried to revile the sahaba, tried to attack the sahaba and the personality of the companions of Rasulullah, there's a direct attack on the deen of Islam, because they are the ones that received the Islam directly from Rasulullah and propagated to us, and thereafter to the companions, to the tabi'in, and then tabi'in, and like that it has come to us. So if you take the sahaba kiram out from the equation, then there's no deen. There's no authenticity of the Quran. There's no authenticity of the Hadith. And remember, this is just one aspect of the Shia Mazhab talking against the Sahaba. If you look at it from the top to the bottom, their Quran is not, our Quran is not their Quran. Our Hadith is not their Hadith. Our Ibadat is not their Ibadat. We'll have to make a thorough study to know how far away they are from our deen. They may pretend and they have something there that they use as a pretense, as a front, that is taqiyya, that is to say something and to mean something else. Otherwise, it's complete lies. To say lies is completely permissible in the name of taqiyya, means to conceal and camouflage things, to say something and to mean something else. So sometimes you can never even get to their true beliefs till you don't refer to their books. So here we find that they arrive now, they're coming into our communities and they're making inroads, and many of us are vulnerable. Why? Because we do not know the importance of Islamic belief. We do not know how we have to hold the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah says, just one example, Allah says, I am pleased with them and they are pleased with me. And these people say, Ma'azallah, they renegated and they rejected and they denied and they left the fold of Islam. How can Allah be pleased with those people that leave the deen of Islam? Ma'azallah, can we say Allah was not aware of their condition after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is to say, Ma'azallah, forbid, Allah had not have the knowledge of the unseen. And if to say this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, that he erroneously and by mistake say he's pleased with them. He's prepared for them gardens in eternity, in paradise. They will dwell therein forever and forever. And the group says, ma'azallah, that they left the deen of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And to understand the true position of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we ought to love them, honor them, revere them, respect them, and to show our concern and to show our respect to them, and to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hashar with them, make us with them, make our lives like them, those people that got the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while walking on the face of this earth. Allah ta'ala make us also like them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.